This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Blanche Morrissey is 70 years old and was first diagnosed with myopia at 7. But since 2017, her sight has deteriorated further and she is now registered severely sight impaired. She has taken on several running challenges for more fields, including various half marathons, 10k runs, park runs, a 50k ultra marathon, and recently the TCS London Marathon in 2026. Running has been a big confidence booster for her following sight loss, and her friends at Marlow Striders have trained to be running guides so they can join her at various events. She's here today to tell us more about her sight loss journey and running. Hi Blanche, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello.
So let's start with your experience of sight loss. What have been some of the major challenges and adjustments for you?
The major challenge to start with was the diagnosis, which is devastating, and it's challenging to live with, and the impact, you know, loss of freedom, loss of independence when you can't drive, and plus not seeing very well. Things are blurred for me. I can't really read because I've got very little vision that allows me see detail. So mostly I exist seeing shapes and some colour. So I don't recognise people. And I usually say to everybody, you know, just shout at me if you see me, because I'm not going to recognise you unless I hear the voice. And thank goodness I've got a good memory for voices.
And you, alongside experiencing these challenges, have had some huge achievements in the last few years. What have been some of your highlights or your favourite memories since your sight began to deteriorate in 2017?
The overwhelming support that I've received. And it's very striking that support comes from lots of different areas that I'd never have anticipated. So as you know already, I'm a member of Marlow Striders and have been since 2003. So everybody knows me. And there was someone there who agreed to train up some of the runners who were interested in being training guides. So it means that anytime I go out, I have someone to run with. I've also had massive support from family and friends not associated with the running world. And being able to have some of my old life, that's my daily highlight, really. Because in the old days, I used to be a track athlete, and then I joined the running club and I did distance running. And having a guide gives me the freedom and it gives me a sense of confidence, because achieving events, you know, you decide to do an event and then someone will run with me and watch out for the obstacles, basically look after me. And so together we achieve something. And when you do something with someone else, the pleasure's doubled, which is something that, you know, it's really worth taking on board, because I think there's a big risk for people with sight loss and any other challenge or disability to become isolated, because, you know, you lose confidence. And if you don't do things you enjoy doing, it's very difficult to restart or to actually get motivated to have a go at something else. I also do other stuff. I'm not just an athlete. I've been a school governor and I got massive support from the staff there. And they even developed a role that was suitable for my abilities.
And running is a big motivator for you. And as we touched on, you've done a huge range of different runs, from short local ones to a 50k ultra marathon to a run where you drink wine. What have been some of your favorite runs to do, or do they all have different highlights?
Honestly, they're all my favorite for various different reasons, but since you mentioned the Bacchus, that's a half marathon which is run through Denby's Vineyard, and every hydration stop includes wine. So you actually get to taste their excellent wines, and they're accompanied with different types of cheese as well. There is water there as well, and some other more perhaps less dehydrating libation. But it's such a fun run. The other ones, I've done several marathons, and your first marathon is always a big, big thing. So the first one I did was New York, and I did that in 2004. And that was really amazing, running over all the bridges and through all the neighborhoods. I think sometimes when you do something for the first time, you're full of self-doubt. You know, will I be able to do it? Have I done enough training? Is my nutrition adequate? But completing it gives you such a feeling of happiness and confidence, knowing that, you know, you can actually cope when you're in a challenging situation. And I think doing something physical reinforces that, because you have to work through the parts where your body's tired, your head is saying, why am I doing this? But somehow you get through that, you find inner resources. The London Marathon this year is the first marathon I've run since my sight loss. And it's only maybe 18 months since I've been running with a guide. So altogether, it's not really that long. So what I was concerned about is with the London Marathon, you've got more than 59,000 runners, and a lot of them are fun runners, and they're out like I was to have a good time and enjoy the day. But you have to look out for obstacles like bottles that are strewn on the pavement. The pavement might be sticky from the hydration and the gels. And that's kind of a trip hazard. There's also people running across you in front of you, perhaps because they've seen someone in the spectators who are calling them, you know, their friends. And then I was running with my guide, and you know, we have to look after each other, whether I'm sight challenged or not. You know, she has to be safe as well. And there's always ironworks, you know, your body, how's your body going to stand up? There's the risk of cramp, or you could stumble, or there's all sorts of things that could happen, and you hope they don't happen, because you've spent, you know, 6 months training, been out in the winter in all weathers, training and preparing to reach the start line. And that's actually the difficult part of doing a marathon, is getting to the start line. The event on the day, okay, it is a long distance to run, but it's just one day after 6 months of training. So yeah, it was just such a brilliant event, and we both feel quite privileged to have done it and finished it and be uninjured.
And do you have any running tips for other blind and partially sighted people?
I do. In my experience, I tell everybody that I'm sight challenged, and I ask for help. And it doesn't matter what situation I'm in. If I'm at the bus stop, I'll say to someone, what number is this bus? Or if there's no one there, I stop the bus and I get on and say, what number is it, for example. I think for other specifically sight challenged people, you know, if you want to do something, aim to do it, dare to dream. You can do it. If you ask for help, people want to help, and you never know who knows what. For example, when I was at the running club, I never knew there was a licensed guide there who had 8 years of experience of running different events with various different athletes. And he, once I announced that I had this challenge, immediately he said, well, you know, there's a way you can keep running. So that's why I say to people, think of something. It gets you focused because you have this dream and you want to do something, and you're doing something constructive for your mind.
And do you have any other tips or advice for people who feel like their world has gotten smaller after sight loss that you'd like to pass on?
Yes, I think forget about what you can't do, forget about what you used to do, and focus on what you can do, and think of things that you would like to do and have a go at them. If you succeed at doing it, well and good. And if you don't, at least you can be happy. Well, I had a go at that, so that didn't work for me. I'll try something else. So that's how I live my life. I just try different things and see what the outcome is. So I had a few things on my bucket list. For example, the Inca Trail was something I wanted to do, so I managed to do that last year. We did 4 days of trekking. We camped for 3 nights. It was cold, it was wet, it was drizzly, but we did it and we had such a fantastic time. And I cycled, I did a 6 day cycling trip in Laos from Vientiane to Luang Prabang. And on my bucket list was to visit the bear sanctuary in Luang Prabang. And I managed to do that. So I think that sight challenged people, they can have dreams and they can achieve them. And the same goes for anyone with a disability.
And finally, are you training for or planning any other sports challenges or trips? As it sounds like you also like to travel at the moment. What are you excited about that's coming up?
Well, my next challenge is in a couple of weeks. It's a new event locally. It's a 10K and it's a trail run. So this really is a big challenge for me and my guide. I may even have two guides, but it's only because the other two girls have entered for the event as well, Carolyn and Hannah, who are really the best people that I could be running with, as well as the other people who helped me. But on this particular event, it'll be Hannah and Carolyn. So a trail route is that the light's compromised, it could be dappled. There's always going to be roots, pits and ruts and so on. At the end of the month, I've signed up to do a 50K again. And that's mostly trail, and it's in Bucks and Barks, which is the area where I live, which is it's very beautiful by the river. So I'll probably walk and run that, and I'm hoping to have another great day out.
Well, thank you so much, Blanche Morrissey, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.